This is STPB News. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. Earlier this week, state officials released tax returns for collections made at the end of January. Those collections reflect the month of December, a high shopping season. Revenues are over $18 million than currently projected. Governor Dennis Dugard says he is cautiously optimistic about the numbers.
The admonition I will always be giving to the legislature is let's be careful and not be too rosy in our projection. We can always spend the money after it arrives. If we project something that doesn't show up, then we end up having to cut the budget, and that's a bait and switch from the vantage point of someone who's expecting payments and then is surprised when they are suddenly cut.
Dugard says if the state collects more than anticipated, that the money goes to increasing state employee wages. On Monday, two of the state's economists will meet with the Appropriations Committee to set revenue projections. They will adjust the current fiscal year and set projections for the next one. Once revenues are set, lawmakers will start crafting the budget. An official with Custer State Park says some buffalo injured during the December Legion Lake fire may need to be euthanized. Chad Kramer manages the herd at Custer. He says none of the bison died from direct flames. He says one cow was euthanized after smoke damage left the animal blind. Kramer says other bison had injuries from their outer coats being burned off. He says officials may have to euthanize between 5 and 10 bison. The buffalo herd at Bear Butte State Park near Sturgis was not harmed after a wildfire there last month. Winter weather advisories for the Southwest have been allowed to expire. A wind chill advisory is in effect everywhere except for the far southwest and the far southeastern portions of South Dakota. Light snow in the southern half of the state this evening, then clouds decreasing. Lows from 15 below to 5 below zero, with wind chills as low as 30 below in the north.